Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, we're asking the question, what's the percentage of positive tests for a team? Or who does the star player need to be for sports to shut down again? And Corey, I know this comes up at an interesting time because we heard the governor this morning. He said, we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back. Yet here we are. We're going back.
Good decision.
Yes.
Thank you.
The two primaries that I saw were shutting down the bars and scaling restaurants back from 75% to 50%. Are those the two major ones and no tubing and rafting and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
what?
I didn't see everything.
Yeah, sorry.
But yes, I mean, unfortunately, I'm now getting worried. There's a lot of things that I'd like to do. I get it. We're having to deal with this. But, you know, I didn't get to see my daughter run a lot of track last year. She was super excited about it, loving track, loving her coach. And then it just got shut down. It happened. But I was really hoping that I could get to see her run cross country again. And she's been practicing and she's getting ready for it. And then from, you know, she's going to Bishop Dunn. We got a survey that we had to fill out yesterday. And it's the four different scenarios. And they just wanted to know from parents, like, how do you feel about sending your kid back to school? And it's tough because it's still late June. It's not early August where you're a week or two away from what, you know, ultimately our city and our state is going to look like at that point. But, I mean, here we are. We're effing this up good enough, people, that we're about to have no school again. And we're just going to have our kids homeschool. And, like, we need to do whatever we can. It'll never be normal, by the way. I'm tired of being nice to the people that are like, masks are stupid and stuff. You're stupid. Okay. we're ruining things. We're ruining it. It's not going to be back to normal. It never will. People are going to have coronavirus in August and September, and people are going to be dying in August and September from coronavirus. But Ken, for the love of God, can you stop being your own one God person and just try to help out other people? And just for the time that you're outside of your home, put on a freaking mask and not go outside for no reason and not go to bars for no reason. Crap! We're screwing everything up.
Mike, I love working with you, dude.
Hey, man. Sometimes you got to call dumbasses dumbasses.
And Kevin, that's the thing right now, man, you were talking about schooling, Mike. Adrian was telling me this morning that TEA – says that you can't do like the rotational thing where they were sending some to school and some not and all that. They have to have one or the other. And they have to decide if it's going to be all online or if it's going to be all in school. And so the state decides that. And so here we are as we get closer and closer. It would have been awesome if we would have gotten to a point where we got through it, we got everything down, and the kids can go back to school, and parents don't have to be at home working from home because they don't have daycare for their kids. But because, you know, nobody would wear a mask, or everybody was just like, hey, it's over with, because the state said it's open up to 75%, so everything's over with, right? And you were ignoring things. And so now here we are again, and we got a lot of things that have to happen. So, Kevin, you're asking what percentage of players?
Yeah.
I think it'll be quantity over quality.
But. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't think, like, LeBron gets in there like, oh, we're done.
No.
Okay.
No, I agree with Mike on that. I think if they look and they can't field a team, that's whenever they're like, oh, crap. We, you know, what was it, 16 out of 302?
Yes.
Or something like that were positive. And I think they're looking at that going, that's not a big enough number for us to call this thing off. Plus, if we ask you guys right now to start self-quarantining, so that you can be ready for the season. I know we asked y'all to do that before, and 16 of you somehow got it, but can you stay in your home? Can you do the things that it's going to take for us to go into it with a 0% number of cases whenever we start our season? Mike, you know athletes, and young 20-year-old guys with millions of dollars. I don't know if they're like, you know what? This one night I can make a concession to go out and party, and that could be the night.
Well, and hopefully they can refrain from that. The other thing, too, which is really tough during this time, why are we somewhat having a spike? Well, part of it is protesting. Not that protesting was bad. It was needed. But at the same time, when all of a sudden in the city of Houston you had 60,000 people together to protest, that was going to cause an uptick in coronavirus in Houston. That's why we've been trying to avoid this. But, you know, in May 25th, a major thing happened in our life and happened in our country. And we're trying to respond as citizens to say this isn't right and things need to change. But because of that, because of the protests that happened, because of Memorial Day and a lot of people getting together and partying, I saw where there was a party where somebody had a surprise birthday party. Surprise, 18 of us have coronavirus
yes,
now.
Yes, I saw that.
So, I mean, we kind of right around Memorial Day, a lot of things happened. A lot of people felt like, screw coronavirus. I'm not worried about it anymore. And now we're seeing the effects of it, you know, 3-4 weeks later. Now we get the effects of, gathering in masses and seeing what's happening.
You know, it's really interesting. And I've seen some people say, oh, you're not going to say anything about the protesters. I mean, you just did. It's been fascinating. Stories are going out of their way, or news organizations are going out of their way not to bring that up. And, like, I don't think that's the primary cause of this at all.
No, but it's not primary, but doctors knew.
Yeah, like, but people are going.
Doctors are like, okay, well, this is what we are trying to avoid, but I understand why they're doing this, but this is something we were trying to avoid.
So what is the, like, what is the percentage then? Because, like, 5%, to Corey brought it up about the positive test for the NBA. Nobody skipped a beat. 5%, we're keeping moving on. Are we talking 40%, 20%, 50%? Like, what percentage do y'all think will activate it when they're like, oh, we need to stop doing it?
33% of, I would almost say like 33% of a team. I don't know if you're in the playoffs.
Of just one team or?
I don't know what you do. What if on 33% of the team, the Mavericks aren't going to go to the thing with 15 players. It's just because of Willie Cauley-Stein and Courtney Lee. And, man, it sounds like Jalen Brunson isn't going to be a part of this.
Yeah.
That he's done. Like, shoulder is not going to be ready to play.
That's one of the reasons they picked up Burke, I guess.
Right, so that was one of the reasons they picked up Burke. So right now we're down to 13 players. Let's just say we go with 13 players. If you have 4 or 5 of the Dallas Mavericks, I'm not saying they totally shut it down just for the Dallas Mavericks, but if they're in a playoff series and they're down to 8 healthy bodies, I don't know at that point if what the NBA is going to do. And I assume if the Mavericks have 3 to 5 guys, then other teams are going to have 3 to 5 guys. So I think if you start having 3 to 5 guys on almost each team left in the playoffs, that's when they're going to have to say, this isn't making sense, guys. We're literally missing half of the team.
And I think it would have to be, like you said, most of those teams. Because let's just say it's the Mavericks, or it's just, you know what, quite frankly, I think if it's just the Clippers, they just move on. Is like, if it was the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, like your three primary favorites, I think something would have to be done. But honestly, if it's just the Clippers who get ravaged by this because they want all of their friends and family out there, I think that everybody just moves on. And they're just like, well, sorry, Clippers, you're being left behind. Same thing with the Mavericks. I think you're just being left behind. I think you, like, to your other point, I think it would have to be like a majority of the teams where you would be like, I just don't see logistically how this can be done. I think that the decision has been made is as long as it can possibly still happen, it's go. You know, like, I think 4 teams could drop out of the playoffs and they would say, all right, now we're doing a 12-team playoff where it's 5 versus 12 and the top 4 teams get a bye. I really believe that the powers that be have gotten together and said, this is a go. Is we're going to go hell or high water.
I will say this. I appreciate them going. And we talked about, you know, that baseball tournament down at College Station or near Bryan. A while back. And it was one of the first things that would have happened, you know, since everything got locked down. And I will say that we do need to test some things out just to see if they work. And that's where I am on this, is I want them to do this, and I do want it to work so we can go, oh, bam, there, that's the protocol. We figured it out. That's how you can actually make this thing happen so that the rest of sports can actually be involved too. The NFL or whatever. I know it's different with a 53-man roster than it is with a 15-man roster, but I like that they are doing it, Kevin, and that's the thing that for me, because we gotta how do you get science, right? Like, how does the scientific method work? You got to try things out to see if it actually works.
That's a drop. How do you get science?
Yeah,
that's going to rival the art story.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's my favorite thing that's ever happened on the show. From the 972, no sports until 2021. Why are we going to be stupid? It's as simple as this, and I cannot state this any more simply. It's money. Like, you just look at, just take a look at, let's say, Florida, California, and New York. California and New York were being two of the most slow-rolling states. Now, they all obviously had huge outbreaks, and I understand why. And they were like, look, we're being cautious. The second that Governor DeSantis over in Florida was like, hey, we're open for business, we'll take your sports teams, immediately, like the next day, the California governor said, whoa, well, hold on now. We see sports are a very important part of our ecosystem, and it's very important that we get people to the games and stuff like that. So it's as simple as this. It's money. And that's all there is to it. Like, you can call it stupid, you can call it whatever you want, and I'm not saying that I agree with everything that's being done. I'm telling you, you want to know why sports are going to happen? It's money. It's TV contracts, and it is money, bottom line.
You know what's going to be interesting is if the NBA it's working out okay, but it's not working in Major League Baseball because they are playing in their home cities and traveling. I believe in the agreement, the commissioner has the ability to send teams to neutral sites if they're struggling with where they're playing, whether it's a minor league site, whether it's another major league site, whatever it is. I'm just wondering, you talk about it, Kevin, and I agree with you with the money. If baseball's going great, if people are really paying attention and really watching, and then they have a few teams that somewhat have an outbreak, I just wonder if the commissioner is going to step in and going, this is too good for the game of baseball. Let's just take Philadelphia and Colorado, for instance, two teams. I'm just throwing out two teams. And they're just like, you know what, Philly? You're going to now play the rest of your games in Arlington, and Colorado, you're playing the rest of your games in San Diego. Like, I'm sending you to those sites now to finish out your season.
Kevin, I think here's the last thing I want to say about this.
Yep.
The Mavericks end this thing as the fifth seed. And Fernando's at Midway and Northwest Highway is the spot you can go check out.
That is the way we're doing this show, maybe for forever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.